Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You have reached God Brothers Entertainment live in the year New Year Eve 2015. I'm your host this morning. My name is Cedric Chavez, and this is January 5th, Monday morning. I take it's about 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, and we're live from Sin City. What a year, what a year, what a year last year. I will not be talking about last year at all. I am live at Walnut Creek Community Center in North Las Vegas, Nevada, and we will be radio. We'll be having this show, this promotional show, out of our park today. So it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. It's about maybe, it was probably about 40-something degrees in the morning, maybe 42, 43. There will be, it'll be like maybe 35 and 30 to 32 degrees this morning. And I think our highs will be in the 60s today. It'll be, I think, about 61 or 62 degrees. It'll be a lot warmer than it has been. Well, once again, I'm your host for this morning. This is God Brother Radio, also known as the People's Talk Radio, also known as Politicians and Political Speaking of the Days. That means this show will be a political show. We only have been on the air for about 16 months. And so in the last 16 months, we've had about 50 issues, or I should say 50 episodes already pre-recorded or recorded. And so we've been very successful in the last 16 months, at least holding our own. This radio program is a new radio program. This is the first episode for the year 2015. And I like to say that in the future for God Brothers Radio, look forward to a lot of new things that we're implementing. We haven't got to all of our list today, or we won't get to our list today of everything that will be God Brothers Radio will be doing this year. But I expect special guests like my boy named J-Cad. From Atlanta, my boy Nat Turner out there from Miami, but living in Atlanta. His boy Udamista out there in Miami, and their boy Big D at Atlanta. So those are the four brothers that I want to give a shout out to out there in the South. Looking forward to God Brothers Promotions promoting their music this year, and a lot of good things are happening with God Brothers Entertainment. So let me get to what's going on with God Brothers Entertainment this year and what's on the list of our weekly, or actually on our yearly production schedule. Well, we do have scheduled for God Brothers Entertainment the beginning of, let's say, this April, this March or this April. No confirmation yet, but we're going to have I'm going to have my first book signing tour. It's called The Prodigal Son Returns. And hopefully that'll jump off this spring with the release of my book, God Brother, from Tate Publishing out of Mustang, Oklahoma. The number one Christian publisher in the United States will be publishing my autobiography, God Brother. That will be out in all Walmarts, all Sam Clubs, all Barnes & Nobles, all Amazon.coms, all retailers nationwide. This spring, so look forward to that. Also, while I'm on tour, because I'll be on the road for the next 2 years, living at a hotel, selling books and selling shirts. That's how I make my livelihood. But I look forward to being on the road the next 2 years. I don't look forward to not being in my bed, or I don't look forward to living at a hotel and not having cooked meals. But when opportunities come up for you to better your life, better your wife's life, to get to the next level, the blessing on your personal life and your business life, you don't do nothing but be a soldier about it. Put your boots on, get up in the morning, do your prayers, be a soldier about it, be about it, go out there and do what you need to be doing. So special shout out to my original God Brothers out there in the Bay Area. My boys from Oakland Comics will always be the Oakland Comic Book All-Stars. My boy, my right-hand man, my God Brother in the house, Mr. Roger Bates, also the creator and the originator of the Black Savior, Oakland, California's first superhero, the Black Savior. Next on the hit list will be my boy, Big Boy from Agent 85 back in the day. Bruce M.F. Agent 85 Bowers of Juggernaut Animation is in the house for the year 2015. He'll be jumping off some big animation projects, jumping off this year. I mean, he's going to be jumping stuff off like with Sinisters, a.k.a. Megatron from East Bay Politics. He's going to be dropping his own gems off his Juggernaut Animation. Plus, he's got, what's his name, something Louie, Vampire Louie is in the house. I really like that one. So, you know, look forward for Bruce Bauer, CEO, chairman, owner, big dog of Juggernaut Animation. Is going to be the premier animation studio based out of San Jose, California right now. So big shout out to Bruce Bowers. And also a big shout out to my West Coast, God brother, West Coast representative, Christopher Todd Williams, and also known as the Saint from Four Aces Network on Blog Talk Radio, is now my West Coast God brother representative for God Brothers Entertainment. He's going to be brokering all my deals that come from Hollywood. And the brother just knows, he knows how to talk. He knows how to deal with people. He's got the connections. He's going to get those deals. Or should I say, he's going to consummate those deals. That's right. Also, next in the batter box, what we got going up here? Oh, yeah. We got our boy Shin Z, Sinister, Megatron, a.k.a. Megatron, from East Bay Politics out there representing. He's going to be getting down with his label East Bay Politics and his boy Ross Salian and the rest of them crew out there. They're going to be getting down, dropping some new music, dropping some new web comics, some new comic books. And congratulations to Sinister Z, a.k.a. Megatron, as he is the first artist signed to the new God Brothers comics that will be dropping sometime during this year. We got him scheduled to drop this summer. What can we say? We just got so much going on dropping. And also my boy out there, what's his name? Yes, his name is Adrian H. Scott, the king of hip-hop comic books, is going to be in the house, over 20-year veteran. He is the king of hip-hop comic books with our boy Wondering Phil out there, the creator of the original Hood magazine. We're talking about Adrian H. Scott, the king of the hip-hop comic book. Yes, he is going to be the premier artist. Congratulations to him that he's going to have his hit single, Real People, which is the Bay Area's national anthem, video and song and single and rap of the year last year called Real People, representing the Bay Area to the fullest, will be re-released with St. Charles, baby. That's right. I'm putting it out there. St. Charles, E-40's uncle, is back in this deal. I just have to come out with the money to pay St. Charles to do his thing. And Adrian H. Scott, single, re-released, in 2015, the first artist signed off God Brother Records is Adrian H. Scott. Man, we're going to do it this year, brother. So he's going to be putting down his new single, his new album coming out called The Black Bukowski will be the first album released off God Brother Records this year. So big up to Adrian H. Scott. It's Sinister C, a.k.a. Megatron, Christopher Todd Williams, the Saint, Bruce Biggity, 85, Agent 85 Bowers, and my boy, I haven't heard from a long time, the baby of the crew, the youngest of the crew, my boy Mike Hampton is in his house with the hot bikers, something hot bikers, zombie chicks, whatever he got jumping off. That was the baby of the crew back in the day, people. When we had Open Comics bumping off from 91 to 98, my boy Mike Hampton came on the label pretty much at the end of Open Comics, but he was only 18 back in the day. He's a young man now. Back then, he was just a young. He would call him the baby. We call him like baby OCE of the crew. But he's doing big things now. He's a grown man with a beard and everything. So he's doing some big things now. Once again, this is Cedric Shabazz. I'm having fun. It's my first radio episode of the year. I'm blind from Walnut Community Center, walking around to this beautiful park, North Las Vegas right now. I'm just getting into the little whatever, mobile, how could you say, mobile transportation that take me around the city. And I'll be out of this park in a minute, getting in right now. Beautiful day, gorgeous sky, seagulls flying around. I don't even know why seagulls flying around. There's no water here. Yeah, except for Lake Mead, but I'm not near Lake Mead right at this present time. Beautiful, stunning day. I can guarantee you, if anybody, well, I'm not a betting man, although I live in Las Vegas, but I tell you, if anybody hearing me right now in Las Vegas, you know we have the best weather in the country right now, hands down. Hands down, we got the best and the blessed weather in the country right now. Yes, we do, baby. In Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada is getting down for 2015. Yes, we're getting down for 2015. Now, once again, let's go back to the show. I don't have a set format. That's why I'm just talking. I really don't know how many minutes I got left, but I do know this particular show is a 30-minute show. And I also like to say big up to my family, to my mother, Regina Heard Jacobs out there. I'm telling you, that's my Deuce right there. Lord blessed her. She blessed and had me. And you know what? That's just what time it is. She blessed, and blessed going out to my brothers, Big Mark Ligon Jacobs out there, residing in Moore Park right now. Big up to my brother Jonathan Jacobs, my youngest brother Jonathan Jacobs. Big up out there, chilling out there in the Bendesto. Big up to who I'm giving my shout outs to. What about my boy Chris Malios out there? I ain't seen you in a while, Cree. What's going on, Cree? Get off the streets, Cree. If that's what you're about, get off the streets. We love you, boy. Come to see you soon. Also, give a big shout out to everybody at home in the Bay Area. That's right. That's right. I'm coming back, baby. Only been there one time in 17 years. Last time I've been to the Bay Area was in December of 2004 for 10 days, and before that was 1998. So I could say officially I've only been back to my home, East Bay, 510, baby. Hayward, Oakland, San Leandro, Union City, Fremont, Newark, Berkeley. We could go on and on and on and on. Hayward, California is in a house. Oakland's in a house. That's right. That's right. I will be coming back for the Prodigal Son Returns book tour at Marcus Books in Oakland, California, baby. And that will be going down sometime this spring. I don't have a set date yet. Just waiting to hear from my publishers, waiting to hear from my publicists, waiting to hear from my marketing representative, waiting to hear from my lawyers, waiting to hear from all these so-called professionals. I have no dates and times yet. But I guarantee you, by the Lord's will and His grace, when I get up in the next morning, when that day comes, I will be in Oakland, California, baby, representing my book signing tour called The Prodigal Son Returns. Will be back in effect, baby. And I'll be releasing my autobiography, God Brother. That's right. That's right, baby. This spring 2015, live, I'm speaking it into existence. Already written down. It's happening. It's going down. God Brothers Entertainment is in His house. We have a lot of things dropping off of God Brothers Entertainment after July of 2015. First of all, we're going to be working on that Black Savior movie starring Ice-T and Wesley Snipes. We're going to be working on that God Brother movie, hopefully starring Jamie Foxx. We're going to be working on that compilation rap album, hip-hop album called The Success and the Survival Guide of the Black Man in America. Drop it when hopefully we have P.E., KRS-One, Rakim. We have Cam on there. We have Ice Cube on there. We're gonna have Paris on there. Hopefully I could get the penitentiary's permission to go ahead and talk to our boy Oscari X, locked down somewhere in the penitentiary in California. Maybe he could bless us with a verse. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about dropping some real Black nationalistic spiritual high energy stuff off God Brother Records, called Volume 1, called Success and Survival of the Black Man's Guide in America. Going to be dropping that Public Enemy, dropping that hip-hop flavor like we did back in the early 90s, late 80s, boys, when we had P.E., we had Brand Newbie, we had Gangstar, we had, you know, Professor Griff. We had some soldiers putting it down, talking about that's what we're going to be about when I drop this album, this compilation, hip-hop album of God Brother Records in September of 2015. So, you know, I know this radio program has sounded like some infomercial or some big commercial about God Brothers Entertainment, baby, but I'm just going to have to do that on this show. Usually you could go back to my little resume of my 50 shows and you will see I'll be having some serious topics with some substance. But this is one show that is serious and it does have substance and it's about God Brothers Entertainment, baby, for 2015. And we're going to be representing big, big time, dropping big, big things. Now, people's asking me, man, how you going to drop three rap albums, how you going to drop two movies, how you going to drop two more books in the next 2 years. I'm going to say easy. I said I'm going to be working, baby. I'm going to be working like I do now. I get up 4 in the morning, baby, 7 days a week. My job ain't over till 5 p.m. that evening. That's right. From 4 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week, baby, I'm doing my Lord's calling, doing what he want me to do. Now, after 5 p.m., don't call my business and don't call my house because nothing's going to get done. After 5 p.m., it's about me and my wife time. That's right, me and my wife time after 5 p.m., baby. That's how Mr. Shady Shabazz is going to get down this year. That's how Mr. Shady Shabazz is going to stay down. And I'd like to thank you, everybody, for your support last year. I like to thank everybody for their support on all levels of God Brothers Entertainment. You know, it's been a rough year last year. Like I said, I won't speak about it. I've spoke about it. It's spoken about it. If you want to hear about it, go back to my little repertoire of radio shows. Catch a little glimpse of the last two radio shows before this. Maybe get a little scoop on the end of last year. But you know. It's a definitely beautiful day once again in the house. My name is, should I repeat it? I don't think I will. I'm feeling pretty good right now for 2015. I'm pumped up, just turned 48 years old on January 2nd. And this brother, that's right, this African-American black man right now is ready for the world, baby, ready for the world. And I like to say once again that thank everybody who supported me, who keeps supporting me, who keeps praying for my success, my wife, me and my wife's success. Success of God Brothers Entertainment. You know, we have some really true believers out there. You know, we have some really true people who've been holding it down for a long time, who's been backing me, you know. And I'm celebrating, as of January 2nd, not only my 48th birthday, but I'm also celebrating my 30th year in this entertainment business. And I can say this, you know, I opened my first business up when I was 18 years old in 1985, and I was called Newbie Management, Newbie Promotions and Management. And, you know, I remember walking in, I was 18 years old, it was in January, I don't know exactly what day, but I know it was the spring of 1985 when I walked into the local city hall and filed my first DBA as Newbie Promotions and Management. I was 18 years old, I just got the vision and dream that what I'm supposed to do with my life, and actually that didn't happen until September of 1985, while I was, you know, I, September of 1985, I had this vision and this dream. And all I know was that I was supposed to be maybe 30, I was going to be an independent businessman by the time I was 30 or 31. That's what the vision was when I was 18 years old. I stuck to that vision. I still stick to that vision. It may be 30 years later. I might have I might have, you know, I might have started and failed, I would say about 9 companies since I was 18. They all failed. But this company, God Brothers Entertainment, you might say my 9th or 10th try in 30 years is finally has become successful to the point that it's taking care of me, my wife, whatever future my Lord has for me to do his calling to continue to do his business. That's where my finances is going. My finances is going to take care of what the Lord wants me to take care of. First of all is my family. Second of all is taking care of the homeless people. And third of all, in no particular order, is for me to go ahead and to build the first. I say build the first African-American Academy, all-male academy in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I definitely will be got some big plans ahead for my vision and God Brothers Entertainment, and my calling, my ultimate vision is to establish all male African American Academy school structured on a military level. The school will be open for all races, all genders who want to enroll themselves in this school that I hope to have established on the west side of Las Vegas in a historical African-American neighborhood. And I think it'll be the first of its kind. I think it'll be the protocol for other academies to be established mainly into the major cities. We're talking about Oakland, we're talking about LA, we're talking about San Francisco, we're talking about we're talking about Las Vegas, of course, that's where it's going to start at, but we're talking about, hey, you know, Phoenix, we're talking about Denver, we're talking about Dallas, Austin, we're talking about Houston, you know, we're talking about Atlanta, Miami, Mobile, Alabama, we're talking about New Orleans, then we're going to go up to the Midwest, we're talking about Cleveland, we're talking about Cincinnati, we're talking about Chicago, we're talking about Detroit, baby, we're talking about Indiana, Indianapolis, we're talking about Minnesota, Minneapolis, we're talking about, then you go to the East Coast, we're talking about New York, Philly, Boston, Washington, D.C., baby. So we know we're moving. We're talking about establishing an American male academy school structured off the military in all major cities. I think it's going to be the first of its kind. I think I'm going to be successful. I think I'm going to get a lot of support. I think we're going to be in a house on this. Also, what I got going on is there's a piece of land that the Lord has put in my spirit, put on my plans to build a shelter, but it's not going to be a shelter. It's going to be an actual campus, and the Lord has put in my spirit. This campus is going to be about $200 million to build. But I already got the land scoped out. It's a piece of land right there. If anybody in Las Vegas knows, there's a piece of land right there on adjacent to Owens Avenue and Las Vegas Boulevard. This big piece of land, catty corner, directly almost across the street from Jerry's Casino on the border of North Las Vegas. People know what I'm talking about. There's a big piece of land on the corner right there. I mean, it covers 4 blocks. It's a huge piece of land. I want all that land. I'm claiming into existence. I'm gonna build a campus there. When people see that campus, they're going to think it's a university because it's going to be called the University of Hope. It's going to cost $200 million, and that campus is going to be there to provide homeless people will not only shelter food, but it's going to be there to provide for the medical. It's going to be there to provide them for any social services they need. It's going to be there to provide them for any housing, job placement, housing replacement. And I'm not just talking about this is just going to be like any other shelter. I'm talking about this is going to be not considered a shelter. It's going to be considered a campus where an individual, a male or a female, can come off the streets and get the structure if they want it. They want to make the, if they want to join the program that's going to be part of this, they could get their life together. They could get clean. They could get sober. They could get healthy. They could get new visions for their life. They could get new inspirations for their life. They could go on, rebuild their lives better, but it's really going to be what they want to do. It's going to be what's in their heart. It's going to be if they really want it, what they really believe it, to achieve it. So once again, my name is Cedric Shabazz. I'm live from Sin City, Las Vegas, on this gorgeous, and I'm talking about this is a gorgeous morning in Las Vegas, Nevada, baby. And I ain't lying. I've been here for a long time. I moved here in February of 2002. It's now January 2015. So I say what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. This is my 14th year living here, baby. And I'm telling you, it's home to me. You know what I mean? It's home to me, baby. I'm loving it. There's no other place that I'd rather have retired to. I always will love home. Bay Area will always be my home. I'm a Bay Area boy. I went to high school in San Leandro High School. I went to high school in Pacific High School first. Then I went to high school. So I went to San Leandro High School. Both of those high schools are in San Leandro, California. Much shout out to my God brothers out there in San Leandro. And I'm talking about my boy, my original boy, Roger Bates. I'm talking about my original boy, Gerald Rufford. I'm talking about his brothers, Ronald O'Donnell. I'm talking about my original boys, Paul Gamarris. I'm talking about my boy, Roberto Lopez. I'm talking about my boy, Parr Arnold. I'm talking about my boy, who should I say? From San Leandro, High, I'm talking about my boy, Manuel Cabral. I'm talking about my boy, Mark Lacey. I'm talking about my boy in my heart, Pete Plumboy. Where's my boy, Petey Plumboy? He's in the house. I haven't seen my boy, Petey. I heard he's chilling in the state of Texas, but I ain't heard from my boy, Petey Plumboy. I got to hear from my god brother, Petey Plumboy. So Mark Lacey or Emmanuel Cabral, if you hear this, man, you guys got to go and give me Petey's information, man, or get to Petey to get to me. That's how we're going to get down. So my boy, Petey Plumboy out there. So once again, I'd like to thank everybody out there in San Leandro, California. My boy, Dave Lewis out there from back in the day. Peace out to you. And like I said, my boy Chris Malios, I'm going to find you. You're on the street somewhere. Peace out to my God sisters, his sisters, my God sisters, Dina Malios and Dora Malios. Love you, too. All right, everybody, baby. We've got 2 minutes left. My name is Cedric Shabazz. I'd like to thank you for tuning in for this special episode, the first episode of the year 2015 on God Brother Radio. And once again, this is Cedric Shabazz. And I just like to thank you. I'm very humbled right now, very, very humbled. Just to keep continuing to thanking you for blessing me and all your support, because without you, there would be no me. But once again, there's got 2 minutes left on this show. If you want to continue to support God Brothers Entertainment, which represents five businesses that are under the God Brothers Entertainment corporate umbrella, I really appreciate the support. You can send your finances, your money, or anything. You can send it to. But what you could really do for me is you could go to Zazzle. I mean, if you really want to support me in this radio show, I mean, I call them donations. All I'm asking for is maybe one person, a couple people, to go to this site called Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, Cedric Shabazz is SHA. BAZZ, and go to that site, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz. Go there and purchase a T-shirt. Go there, purchase a hat. Go there, purchase a postcard. Purchase something. Anything that'll be helpful will be supporting of God Brothers Entertainment. And I thank you so much. I have 60 seconds left on the show. All I want to say is I love everybody. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your blessings. And I guarantee you that when you get entertainment from God Brothers Entertainment, first of all, it's going to be positive. Second of all, it's going to be uplifting. And third of all, it's going to be spiritual. So with those three things, equal quality, that's what you get, baby, in God Brothers Entertainment. Goodbye. God bless. And I will see you next Monday or next weekend on God Brothers Radio. At 10 a.m. Goodbye, and God bless.